Come and get it!
Well, hi, you folks. This is Tommy Doss, one of the Sons of the Pioneers. A big Western welcome to all of you from the Lucky U. It's been sort of a rough week for we Pioneers and the rest of the Lucky U gang, what with Christmas, being in Hollywood and all, but now we can sort of sit back and figure out our New Year's resolution and saddle our worries to the wind, which is one way of saying that's the first tune we're going to play today.
Shine much brighter than he's ever shone before. If you settle your worries to the wind, your happy heart will be your wealth. You'll never ask for more. If you settle your worries to the wind, you'll see the dark clouds vanish when the prairie breezes blow, and blue skies smile above you everywhere you go. So get along, old timer, there's a better angel ahead.
Some folks live and worry all their whole life through, but I found out that isn't quite the thing to do. So listen, pal, to me, and surely you'll agree.
The sun shines much brighter than he's ever shone before. If you settle your worries to the wind, your happy heart will be your wealth. You'll never ask for more. If you settle your worries to the wind, you'll see the dark clouds vanish when the prairie breezes blow, and blue skies smile above you everywhere you go. So get along, old-timer, there's a better angel ahead. If you'll settle your worries to the wind.
Very much, folks.
Hi, Phyllis.
Well, hi, Betty. How are you?
I heard you singing as I was walking up the path. You all sound like you're really happy to be back in the Lucky U.
Well, we really are, Betty.
But I was talking to Dink Swink down at the Crossroads store, and he tells me since Shug's become the official cook for the Lucky U, he's becoming temperamental.
Well, he is just a mite, Betty. After being in Hollywood and being entertained with some of those movie stars, he found out that they give their cooks every Thursday off. And now he's going to go on a sit-down strike if we don't do the same.
Yes, that's what Dink was telling me, so that's why I hurried up here today. I have an idea.
What's that, Betty?
Well, I'll cook for you boys every Thursday.
Oh, say!
You know, they say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Well, Betty, I imagine Tommy knows you're a good cook without you going to all that trouble.
Well, personally, I think it's a fine idea. Lloyd and Betty, I'm going to let you in on a secret that I learned from the Planters people. Do you know that many famous chefs prefer Planters peanut oil over all other cooking oils? You know, I'm going to tell you why. Planters peanut oil is the pure, mild, highly refined cooking oil made from peanuts. But it doesn't taste like peanut, no ma'am. It's completely flavor-free. It's wonderful for pan or deep-fat frying because no matter how hot you heat it, way up to 400 degrees, it won't smoke or burn away. It makes all fried foods like chicken or fish or fritters taste better because it seals the goodness in, seals that sogginess out. What's more, Planters peanut oil is a fine liquid shortening for feather-like cakes and flaky pie crusts. And as a salad oil, many chefs prefer it to fine imported oils. And Planters peanut oil is economical, too, because you buy just one instead of three. So in 1952... use all-purpose Planters peanut oil for every cooking, frying, shortening, and salad oil need. Remember, Planters is the word for peanuts, peanut butter, and peanut oil.
Thank you.
you very much. That was our famous team of brothers, Carl and Hugh Farr. Hugh on the flying fiddle and Carl on the galloping guitar doing their own version of Sweet Georgia Brown. You know, out on the edge of the desert here in Southern California lies the Lucky You Ranch. It's a real ranch, and we give away an acre of it every day to somebody who's done a good deed. So if you know of anybody who is deserving, write us his or her name and address and tell us why you think so. Address your letter to the Lucky You Ranch in care of the station to which you're listening. We'll read each one of your letters very carefully and select what, in the opinion of everybody concerned, is the best and most deserving letter and read it on our program and award a gold deed for a good deed. And you'll be happy because you've done a good turn for somebody that you know. Someday, Lucky You will be full of just wonderful people. Maybe one of them will be your friend, and you'll know that you were the one who made it possible.
I have a gold deed letter for today, Lloyd. Why don't I read it now so the folks listening in will know what we mean?
Well, now, that's a good idea, Carl. You go right ahead.
All right. Today's letter comes from Salem, Oregon, and here's what it says. Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I'm writing you of another son of the pioneers, a man whose mother was the only medical person in the Snake River country in the early pioneer days, and who rode horseback for miles in all weather to nurse Indians and other such folks alike. Her son, who is my father, has the same devoted love for his fellow man, a love which is exceeded only by his devotion to God. He seeks out others to help, an example being a homeless, disabled veteran to whom he gave a valuable lot so the veteran and his wife could build a home. He is a poor man, but constantly gives money to the unfortunate and sends all his spare money to leper colonies, African missions, and such. If he could find it in his heart to give his only piece of land to another, could you, sons of the pioneers, find it in your hearts to give him a portion of your Lucky You Ranch? His name is Nelson J. Mysteady, 2160 South Cottage Street, Salem, Oregon. The letter is signed sincerely yours, D.N. Mysteady.
Thank you very much, Carl. And by golly, we not only will find it in our hearts to send Mr. Mysteady one of our gold deeds to an acre of our Lucky You land for his many good deeds, but we're very grateful to his son for telling us about this fine humanitarian. Also, to both you Mysteadys, we'd like to send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute. It's entitled Whisperin' Wind.
Someone who cares.
Oh, thank you an awful lot, folks.
Gee, I just get goose pimples when I hear those wonderful Western songs like that. Don't you, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that whispering wind make you want to snuggle up and get warm?
Mm-hmm.
Really, Tommy?
Mm-hmm. Makes me want to climb into one of my long red flannel union suits. They're really warm.
Oh, Tommy.
Union suit? That's about the most unromantic thing I ever heard of. Why, I'd have said...
Chug, keep quiet, my son. You're spoiling a romance.
Union suit.
Chug.
Anyway, Tommy talks too much to wear one of them things.
Tommy talks too much to wear a union suit? Why do you say that, Chug?
Oh, brother, you're going to hate yourself for asking me that again.
Tommy talks too much to wear a union suit. Why?
Because he can't keep his trap shut.
Chug, get out of here! Betty, I apologize for Shug. Sometimes he gets carried away with those silly remarks.
Oh, that's all right, Lloyd.
And to help make up for it, we have another Western tune worked up to where we think it sounds pretty good. Would you like to hear it?
You know if it's Western and you pioneers sing it, you don't have to ask me.
Well, you know, Betty, for 3 years in a row, we had the privilege of appearing at the great Northwest Redwood Empire Rodeo, an all-around celebration. We're very proud and happy that they've adopted one of our songs as their theme song to represent the whole tall timber country. It's entitled The Timber Trail.
Timber!
Over mountains high, timber! Down the canyon far, let me roam and ride through timber. When the day is done,
timber! Timbers calling, and the echoes ring. All nature sings a song along the timber trail. Blue shadows falling down the canyon trail, and the whispering pines entwine along the timber trail. High in the sky above, the love song of the trees will blend and wind. Out on the breeze, tall timbers calling, and the echoes ring. All nature sings a song along the timber trail. High in the sky above, the love song of the trees will blend and wend. It's way out on the breeze, tall timbers calling, and the echoes ring. For all nature sings a song along the timber trail. The timber trail.
Thank you, Betty. Hey, Carl, what did you find out about the telephone?
Well, Ken, they're only about a mile from the ranch now, and since the weather's cleared a bit, they're moving in fast.
By golly, that's really great news. We may get our telephone in a week or two.
You know what, fellas? I think I'll take a ride to down there and help them fellas out. That's the only way they'll ever get through.
Now, wait just a minute here, Shug. Don't tell me you're going to stand up there and make us think you know anything about installing telephones. Think about it.
Adios. Well, that is, I know what I know. I don't know, I think. If you know what I mean.
I don't, and I'm very glad.
You burrhead, you. I know all about telephones. In fact, I knew Alexander Graham before he ever invented the bell.
Shug.
Hmm?
Shug, for your information, Alexander Graham Bell is the man who invented the telephone.
No, well, I was thinking of Bill.
Bill?
Yeah.
Bill who?
Ask me that again.
I say, Bill who?
Telephone Bill, you idiot.
Just get out of here.
All
You're dialing
right.
nothing but wrong numbers, boy.
All right, spoil sport. Whatever you think's right.
Say, Lloyd.
Hmm?
I have to be getting right back to school, and I'm doing a little redecorating before it opens next week, and I was just wondering if...
Yes, Betty?
Well, I learned another Western song, and...
Yeah, and you'd like to sing it.
Well, I would like to see what you fellows think of it. You know, there's going to be a box supper down at the Grange Hall Saturday evening, and I'm going to sing. And I want to be sure it sounds all right.
Well, Betty, you know it's going to sound more than all right. What's the name of it?
Along the Navajo Trail.
Yeah, you picked a good one there. Go right ahead.
All right. Every day, along about evening, when the sunlight beginning to fade, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets are calling and coyotes are begging away, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is drumming the sagebrush guitar, when over yonder hill the moon is climbing. It always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawning so clear and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride. I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming the sagebrush guitar, when over yonder hill the moon is climbing. It always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawn so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail and ride.
That way at the Grange Hall, and you'll have no worries at all.
Well, thank you, Lloyd. And I have to be running along now. Say, are you boys going to sing any more songs?
Well, let's see. I think we have time for one or two more.
Good. Then I can listen in on my car radio as I'm driving back to school. Say, Tommy, would you walk me to the gate?
I sure would, Betty.
But hurry back. We got a little work to do, old union suit.
Sure.
Yeah?
Shut up.
All right, I can take a hint.
How about doing another tune? You know, we've had a lot of requests to do Bob Nolan's Roundup in the Sky.
That's a good idea, Lloyd. And Betty should be on her way by now, so she'll get a chance to hear it, too.
All right, as you friends know, Bob Nolan stopped by to see us a couple of weeks ago, and we had a great time reminiscing over old times when he was actively one of the Sons of the Pioneers. Ever since then, you folks have been requesting just gobs of those great tunes that he's written. Well, as I said before, Roundup in the Sky is one of your requests. We hope we can do it the way you like it.
So long, old range, my work is through. There's
roundup in the sky.
I give my pony back to you.
There's a roundup in the sky.
I'm gonna burn my brand on the silvery hide of a shooting star and take a ride to the land beyond the great divide.
There's a roundup in the sky.
I see them gathered round the moon.
There's a roundup in the sky.
I guess they know I'll be there soon.
There's a roundup in the sky.
You know I hate to leave old pals, but still, I just can't wait for the night until I'll be herding stars with Buffalo Bill.
There's a roundup in the sky. Give along, Toby, up the trail high.
Just lots and lots of Bob Nolan tunes, because we enjoy singing them as much as we hope you listeners like hearing them. Right now, though, I'd like to find out if Hugh Farr has a thought for today. How about it, Hugh?
Well, you bet I have, Lord, and I think it's one that won't quit. To me, it's sort of a guarantee that I'll keep at least one of my New Year's resolutions.
A guarantee for a New Year's resolution? What do you mean, Hugh?
Well, let me tell you the resolution first, and then when I tell you the guarantee, I think you'll understand it.
Fair enough. What is it?
I'm going to resolve in 1952 to always go around with a great big smile on my face instead of a frown.
Well, now, that's a fine resolution, Hugh, but how are you going to guarantee yourself that you won't forget?
Well, just simply by remembering this little fact. You know, it takes 63 muscles in your face to make a frown, but only 16 to make a smile.
Well, by golly, you know, I think I would make that resolution myself. That's really great. Maybe that's why we say laugh and the world laughs with you. Cry and you cry alone. You know, a couple of years back, we worked in a picture for Mr. John Ford entitled Wagon Master. Maybe some of you listeners saw it. Well, anyway, we were real proud of our work in that picture, not as actors, but the fact that for the first time in the history of the motion picture business, a Western group did the complete musical score for a full-length feature. As I said, we were real proud of our work in it. One little spot in the picture called for a kind of a little square dance. It wasn't exactly a square dance, but it was a dance anyhow, and Stan Jones came up with a cute little tune for that exact spot. It was called the Chuckawalla Swing. Now, Chuckawalla, some of you may not know what it is, but it's a kind of a desert lizard. We have the time to do it now, so we'd like to do it for you.
Way out west, there's a dance in the Chuckawallas do the swing, must be lots of fun. All around the cactus, you can see them swing and listen to the music as they gaily sing. Right to the left, look, clap, and the men swing right around and do it all again. Chuckawalla, 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 swing till dance, till the floors and the rafters ring. Chuckawalla, 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 Chuckawalla.
Put your arm around her ankle, swinging down the floor. When you do it once, you're gonna wanna do it more. High up your toes, up your heels, you know, just high up, jump on feet. Right foot, left foot, clap hands and then swing right around and do it all again.
Begin to swing toward the west again, which means the afternoon breeze is telling us it's time to close out our little visit for today. But we'll be back next week, same time, same station. So remember, we want to hear from you friends out there along the Lucky You line, whether it's just a hello on the back of a postcard, a request for a song, a letter telling us about someone's good deed, or an inspirational thought for you. Just address Lucky You Ranch in care of ABC, Hollywood 27, California, or the station to which you're now listening. Well, as I say, time's up for today, and this is George Putnam saying to the Sons of the Pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and the rest of our Lucky You gang, so long for now.